Cassius Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Cassius Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is August 16th, 2018. Saints,
the world is in turmoil. Most don't realize that, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get it right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And, hey, I got my cell phone back. So, in an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. And, by the way, my wife is the one that paid the insurance on that. So, I guess she didn't want to go without being able to contact me. But you can always find updates with the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, and contact information, all our ministry hub, which is very simply, prophecyhour.com. We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube. It's on some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. So let's thank our listener base. That is in places like, go ahead, try it.
Isomersin, Providence, Turkey.
That's Providence.
Okay, Turkey. Chiba City, Chiba Prefecture, Japan. Sophia, Bulgaria, Kaduna, Nigeria, and of course the good old USA cities such as Honolulu, Hawaii, Oakland, California, Seattle, Washington, Mesa, Arizona, and Wichita, Kansas still remains the largest group of listeners after the podcast later tonight.
No, after the radio program when they go to podcast later tonight.
Okay.
And that's just simply Mesa, Arizona. Anyway, follow us and share with us at Twitter. Share us on Twitter, Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. That's how you find us on Twitter. Excuse me. Now a prayer, and normally I say I'll bring on a night guest, but you already heard tonight's guest. I guess he's still a guest person. Anyway, dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio tonight goes according to your will, not ours. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father, bless this program tonight in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, I guess the first thing up that I'd like to bring up is, well, you know, we're coming out of summer, and usually coming out of summer, we donations do go back up. I pray they go back up this year, but we step right in when September happens. What's going to all happen in September? Are you brain dead?
No.
No.
I'll be 56 on the 3rd.
You'll be 56 on September 3rd?
Yeah. Daniel.
So I'm married to an old lady?
And Daniel will be 29.
No, wait a minute.
Daniel will be 29.
Who's Daniel?
That's our first son.
That's our first son. But let's back up here a minute. So I'm married to an old lady?
Middle-aged lady.
Well, for the record, I'm 7 years older. I'm 63.
So you're the old man.
I'm 63. Watch your language there.
But I started this thing here.
Yeah, 33 years ago. Don't pull on the cord there. Anyway, moving right along. So other than your birthday, September
Labor Day.
September is the month of fall feast.
And Sukkot.
It's a fall feast.
Right.
And you said, I said Paul
Well, I hadn't got that far. I was still at Daniel's birthday. It was my mom's birthday, my brother's birthday, nephew. We got September almost for fall. Plus, the Lord has some days in there, too. 8, to be matter, 9, 10.
Well, funny you should mention that, because he doesn't call them the Jewish feast. He calls them the my feast.
Right.
Those are feasts of Yahweh.
Feast of the Lord.
Yeah, feast of the Lord Yahweh.
Right.
Right. Okay. Anyway, folks, and so that'll be first up will be trumpets, and Feast of Trumpets falls on September 10th, which is celebrated, starts at dark on the 9th. The second up is the Day of
Atonement.
What do you do on Atonement that's different than the rest of the feast?
Yeah, that's the only commanded fast in the Word.
Yeah, absolutely. Flick your soul. So the Day of Atonement. And again, now Day of Atonement is on September 19th. And those days in between are called the awesome days, the 10 days of awe.
Right.
And during the 10 days of awe, what are you supposed to do during that time?
Repent of all your bad doings and make it right with the people you did bad with and set things straight.
Yeah,
atone, or get ready to all your atone sins.
So that means all the things you did to me in this last year, you're going to atone for them during that time?
I do that every day.
I thought I was going to get, it was going to be, you know, a different time. Anyway, moving right along. And so the next one up is what?
After the Sukkot?
No, it is Sukkot.
Oh, we haven't made it to Sukkot yet.
We're
still in the days of all, Sukkot.
Okay, well, what's Sukkot?
Tabernacle, camping.
Camping.
Living in a tent. Living in an outdoor atmosphere for
right
8 days.
I think we did a program about that.
And the last great day.
Yeah, and anyway, so folks, that's the first day of Sukkot will be start at dark on September 23rd. Now, in the Bible, the day start at dark. That's what it says. That's how Yahweh started the day. Right. And so, anyway, we recently, now a lot of people, they have problems with knowing when to do the feast because they different ways of moon sighting and trying to decide when the new month starts and all that, which I'm not going to go into that right now. But we recently, at the Mission Church, we watched a really good video I think they called it Yahweh's Calendar.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yahweh's Calendar. And but anyway, we watched a three-part video, and I was impressed with it. So today I talked with the guy that spoke in
that. On the video?
Yeah, on the video. I spent about 45 minutes with him on the phone, and he's agreed on the 30th of this month, on August 30th, won't be next week, but the week after, he's going to do two programs with me, and we're going to talk about the feast
so
and
I'm
some
not
different
on that
things.
Week.
Well, you can sit in if you want to and listen. You know, I'm more than welcome you to come and sit in if you want to. Why are you just looking for a way to get out?
No, I was just curious because that...
Well, you're welcome to sit in, you know, and listen. Do you want to sit in?
I'll see.
You'll see. She'll see. That's a woman for you. Okay, now we're killing a lot of precious time. No, but anyway, so folks, I really encourage you to go to 119 Ministries and look at their video page. They've got some really great videos over there on a lot of the things that we talk about, which is we talk about keeping the Sabbath. We talk about the feast, what they're all about, and so on and so forth. So you go over there and check things out, and you might want to go over and look at the creation calendar or Yahweh's calendar. It's not creation calendar. Anyway, look at Yahweh's calendar, look at those videos, and on the 30th, we will have him on, and that'll be great. Some of you folks might have noticed that Carl Gallups wasn't on this month. The reason being our schedules didn't fit together, and mainly because he was out there talking in several different prophecy venues, you know, where they go and talk, three-day conferences and so on and so forth. So Carl wasn't on with us this month at all. But we are back. Today, let's start this off with this. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, well, maybe I can't. It looks like I gone. Okay. Moving right along, I've got something else. Anyway, my question to you, folks, what would happen if, in fact, we lost the House and the Senate this year? Have you thought about that? What would happen?
If what?
We lost it. Now, right now, we have a Republican House and a Republican Senate. Okay,
right.
And we have a Republican president. The House and the Senate, you know, a law starts in the House.
Right.
And then they pass it, and it goes to the Senate, and then they get together on it, and then they send it to the president. Okay, but number one, so if we lost the House, let's just talk about that in the place where laws are first created at, what would be the major thing that would happen? Have you any idea?
Probably chaotic, whatever it is.
Well, it would be chaotic because the Democrats are running on three things. Number one, they're running on impeaching the president. Do you know where the articles of impeachment come from?
Probably Hillary Clinton.
No. Where, besides that, realistically, where is
the House.
The House. And so that will be their number one priority, will be to impeach the president.
And they can do it all by themselves, doesn't everybody have to agree?
If they have the majority, not everybody has to agree. You understand.
Yeah.
It's the majority. That's the way it works. That's the way your country was designed by your forefathers, that the majority would rule. But they never envisioned that there would be such a
corruption.
Well, A, corruption. But two, they never envisioned that people would stand so hard on party lines. You know what I mean? And they never envisioned these kind of things that are going on now.
Everything's just now starting to get back halfway decent.
Right, but those things would be. But if we lost both of those, here's the problem: number one, they're going to try to impeach the president. Number two, after impeaching let's say they succeeded or didn't succeed, it would probably help them to put in the next election, will be in 2020. To put a Democrat in office. Now, here's the problem. What kind of world will we be looking at with they would be totally able to pass any law that they wanted to pass if they had a Democrat in the presidency and they had control of the Senate and they had control of the House. Now, let's talk. What would happen? Let me ask you this. What kind of strange things do you see coming out in public now?
Making pedophilia legal and...
Okay, well, let's stop with that. Making pedophiles legal. Well, that is what they want to do, absolutely. And what would they do? You know, it would be just so, so horrific. And if you think pedophilia isn't a big problem in the United States recently... there's a report that more than 300 priests have been accused of abuse in six of the state's eight dioceses. Now, this is in Pennsylvania, and a diocese is each is separated, kind of like a county is separate. You know, you have different counties in a state. We have dioceses, which are religious counties, so to speak,
right,
in the state. And we're talking about Catholics. And it says that... a grand jury said that about 8% of the 5,000 priests who served in Pennsylvania during this last 70-year period, said that more than 1,000 children were abused. And, you know, that's really appalling. Something else that the news media isn't covering, there's been hundreds and there's been thousands of arrests of pedophiles across this country and pedophile rings since President Trump took office. But none of those places are talking about it. But let's say now these people are in charge. They're remembering the Democrats are the same one telling you that transgenders is normal, telling you that homosexuality is normal, both abominations. They would probably legalize pedophilia also. And, you know, that would be horrendous. Now, you think, well, what about the Christian voices? Wouldn't people speak out? Well, that's been the problem all along, is that Christians haven't been standing up and talking about it, especially in the church. But Can you imagine that what the streets would look like with the Democrats in charge? You know, already, have you ever looked at any of those protests that they do, at like the women protests, and looking, it shows men dressed up as women and wearing women's underwear and stuff and parading up down the street with little kids around?
Terrible.
Well, that would be commonplace for the country, you know. It's just like right now, look at this guy. See that? The first transgender nominating for governor, and he thinks, and this is a big point, he thinks radicalized Christians are a problem. Well, to him, a radicalized Christian is just somebody that goes by the Bible that says, you know, gayety is wrong and everything like that.
Right.
So this is an example of who would be in charge. Who would be in charge of things? He's a man. He portrays himself as a woman, and he has that view that what we're talking about, that it's normal and that it's okay. Can you imagine what this country would look at like? And you know, let me say this: once that starts, you can't never put that stuff back in. Once it's legalized and it comes out, you'll never be able to put it back in. You will never put it back in the box. It's already out, and it's there. It's just it's just waiting to take over, and that would be if the party is weak. So people need to get out and vote, and here's how critical the election is. In the past, when we've had controversial things happen, what's happened? You know, if you get if you had a president and government that was pushing too far one way, well, next election would usually change that, right?
Right.
And put it back in, you know. And so we had to endure 10 years or 8 years of Obama, but then we got Trump, and he's, you know, dialing it back. Well, that's been the pattern all along. You know what would be different this time? What would be different is that. What is another big issue with the Democrats? What are they always talking about?
Abortion.
Well, that would go unchecked. They now celebrate abortion and sing to it and dance on the children's graves.
And they want to set up Christians. They want to set up preachers from telling the truth. They don't want people to know the truth.
Okay. So how are they going to So how will they stop us from doing like I just said? It usually goes Democrat, maybe Democrat twice and Republican twice. And then, you know, so one party actually checking the other to where you end up with something halfway neutral. We would never, if the Democrats come to power, and you listen carefully, folks, if the Democrats come to power, if we don't stand up there and get out and vote and get friends to get out and vote in this midterm election, probably the most election important, now that Trump's been voted in, it'll be the most election important election in history, because if the Democrats gain control, they will just, what are they talking about? Abolishing ICE, abolishing the border, getting rid of, they want an open border. Why do they want an open border?
Because all the illegals, so they can all, illegals can vote for them, get them in office.
Right, and did you know that, and that's why there's a big thing about the census right now. They dialed it back on it. See, the last census that was taken, it wasn't specified on there, are you an American citizen or not? It was just a census. And so then the government takes that and looks at it and says, okay, you got so many people here, so you get so many representatives. So that's why those sanctuary cities and counties and places want all the illegals there, because they don't care if they can vote or not. Even we'll talk about what do they do or not, is because just by the number of people that they can get to fill out that census, it doesn't matter what anyway. Last time it didn't matter. They get another representative, and so if it's a Democratic district where all those are, so that means there's more Democratic votes in the Congress. You understand? Okay, so then there would be more of that. Plus, like in California, they're registering them to vote in local elections, but once they've did that, it's just a short walk. We already know that there are millions of more people registered to vote in the United States than there are people in the United States.
Yeah, most of them are dead. They've been dead 274 years and 100 years, 125 years, 90 years, and they're still voting.
Yeah, apparently. But see, here's the problem. This is why it had to be a landslide vote to outnumber all those illegal votes to get Trump into office. And it's the same way this time. The Democrats out there have really, the polls shows that they have added a whole bunch of new people to the voting rolls as Democrats that more than likely are illegals. And so if they open the border and get rid of ICE, what will happen? You'll never get another Republican in office again because we will be so overwhelmed with these illegals voting that it would be impossible to turn that tide back. And then America would be exactly like Sodom and Gomorrah. And so that's just a lot to think about. The more you're thinking about it.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could happen. And it would only take the people not getting out and voting. And I don't care what a lot of people say, well, I don't like Republicans. It doesn't matter whether you like them or not. You better vote Republican, because if you vote on an independent candidate, there's not enough of you over out there to put an independent in over the other two. And so you better vote Republican, or we're going to be Sodom and Gomorrah the year after. Okay, folks, visit us at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com or wichitahomeless.com. And we'll be back in how many minutes?
3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and I've got my wife with me, Sister Linda Catlin, and you're listening to the Science Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Okay, we're back, and we were talking about just a lot of things. One, mainly, what would happen, what would it be like if the Democrats took over? I don't think people realize, you know, because, you know, in the past, like we've said in the past, excuse me, drop the pen, anyway, in the past, you know, our country has always went back and forth, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's easy to sit out an election and say, okay, I didn't vote, but things will go back to normal. It won't be that bad. But now it's like the demons have been let out of the box, you know. And we'll go back to this gender issue. You know, I was talking to a brother in the church. I don't want to mention names. Okay,
right.
Let's make that clear. Or what other church they also go to. But I want to talk about this incident. So let's make sure we don't mention any names. Okay, anyway, I was talking. Well, it's easy to accidentally forget because, you know, we can't publicize the names of people that we're in ministry with. That's not right. Nor to talk about
I didn't
this.
Say anything.
No, I'm just stating to the folks. Well, I'm making sure that we don't do that. Anyway, we were talking about this very issue of, you know, the problem with the youth, you know, and about acceptance of homosexuality and those things. And he says, right in, and he goes to another church, and right in that church that he goes to, he said, yeah, they have a problem with the youth because the youth, while they claim, some of the youth claim they, you know, really understand what the Bible says, you know, about it being abomination. They don't want to talk about it.
They don't want you to say that. They know it's wrong and they know it's an abomination, but you don't have to say it out loud.
Okay, well, I'm trying to give you what their specific thoughts are. Anyway, and so they don't want to talk about it, and they also are saying that because they have friends and people that are, and they don't want to admit it, that they shouldn't associate with them and everything. And so there is an underlying problem there. And now that's at what we'll call a Hebrew Roots church that really do talk about this stuff off and on because you can't avoid it. It's in the Torah. If you're going to do the Torah, it's there.
Right.
You know, it's absolutely there and it's absolutely clear. But so there's a huge problem that even if, let's say that we can coast it for a few more years, these young people that we're talking about maybe, you know, from like, and I'll just say below the age of, say, maybe 22 or something, you know, we'll consider them youth. When those folks grow up, you know, they will, a lot of them may vote right now, a lot of them may not, but in another 10 years or so, they probably will start voting because a lot of people don't even start voting until they're in their 30s when they finally get to go through that youth thing and become civic-minded, so to speak. So it's, if it, like you said a minute ago, it's inevitable that these things are going to come to pass.
Right.
You know, because some of these kids still are claiming, these are kids in the church, they claim to be conservative, but because they're in the church, if you're in the church, more than likely you're conservative. It's doubtful you're a liberal, although there are some liberals in the church, but usually the whole church is liberal. But that's harder to find in a messianic-based church. You know, understand what I mean? Because of the mere fact that we said, you know.
Abortion and all the abominations.
Right,
yeah.
Right, because Torah is against it.
Right.
You know, and that's why, you know, the devil wants you to believe that the Torah is gone or it's not.
And that's how the devil works, is through the children.
Yeah.
Because the children grow up into what? Adults. And then you have the problem because they grew up believing that it's okay and it's an abomination.
So inevitability, it's going to happen at some point. I believe that the father gave the United States a chance, really, with putting Trump in office or delayed things.
I am with you on that one, yeah.
And delayed things. But folks, that it still is in your court. If you don't want these things to happen, you don't want it to be commonplace like it already is. If you go to the coastal cities, you know, if you go to the East Coast, the West Coast, it already is. In fact, we are the people between the mountains, and the people between the mountains, the people there usually call us flyover country. In other words, that's why they talk so bad about us all the time, because they think that we don't matter. And they try to believe that everybody believes like they do, but they don't, by a long shot. Right now,
you're talking about on the coast, East Coast and West Coast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
well, they're going to get a high water one of these days. They're going to get their big one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It ain't going to be pretty.
Well, if we believe Dimitri Dudelman's prophecies are relevant, you know, he claimed that the angel told him, these pointed to these places and says, this is Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah,
and
I believe it.
And they'll burn. And I can see how you...
And what's happening? They're burning.
Yeah, but he was talking about them burning with nuclear fire one
well,
day.
Well, they're burning.
Well, and isn't that amazing? You know why California, let's go with this. Do you know why California's burning, why the forests are doing so bad right
Somebody
now?
Somebody set that fire, I heard on the radio.
Forget about who, there's several different fires, and yeah, I've heard, in fact, some of the last fires that was proved even illegal did it. But that's irrelevant. You know why they're so out of hand and burning?
Border control?
No. But it's because of environmentalism. Now, they claim, first off, okay, here's the mind of environmentalists. Don't touch the trees. Don't cut them down. Don't do anything with them. Just let them grow because we need them for the environment. Don't touch them. Okay, well, that people could say, well, that sounds good. You know, we're preserving our trees. But let's back up here a minute. What burns easier, greenwood or deadwood?
Deadwood.
Okay. Now then, prior to the environmentalists taking over, now mind you, this is the most historical fire period, okay? Bigger. And like Frank, the radio station's still in smoke. Okay, like this. Normally, under what we would have called normal, they go in and they consistently having people go through the forest and taking all the dead wood out and burning it up.
So it won't burn, so, oh my gosh, and they haven't been able to touch the trees.
And making things they call fire breaks, so in case a fire does break out, so they clean it up. And they have proof of it right now because there's some forests where the fleeing forests have gotten on fire and they've been able to stop them.
Yeah.
They've been either able to put them out or the way that they are built, that they'll recover much, much quicker. But all these forests in California that are just burning...
Are the environmental, no, don't touch our trees, we'll burn them down ourselves?
Yeah, well...
Oh, my gosh, it's not funny.
Well, it's, no,
them poor people,
not.
Man, they should clean their forest up.
Well, but they've been brainwashed. It goes back to that. The country is being, and they've said this over and over and over, people listen to the rhetoric. And, you know, they have Hollywood there, and that's the media outlets, and all of them are, oh, the environment, the environment, which the environment is a big lie. Even YouTube now is going to, anybody that says anything about the environment, you know, and is negative towards, you know, the bad environment, tell them the truth anyway, is going to call it a lie and use liberal fact checks on that YouTube video to say that it's inaccurate. And just like now, they're slowly going through trying to before the elections, and then we'll get to this in a minute, but before the election, that's where they got rid of Alex Jones, has been taken off Twitter, off YouTube, all those places, and so have many other conservatives. They're cleaning house because it has so far been independent of the news media. You know, that's how people have been able, you know, still have their brains somewhat left because they don't listen to the liberal media. Instead, the fake news, so they go online and read the news in places that are telling the truth, which is few and far in between, but they can find the truth, okay? Well, the main places that people go has been to social media, which means like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. All of these are wiping out conservatives from them and deleting their accounts and saying, you're using hate speech for telling the truth, see? But yet they don't, they allow.
Well, why are they letting the liberals do the hate? Have you read any of their posts?
Because, okay, look at me. Because they're liberal.
There should be discrimination lawsuits left and right.
Well, discrimination is one. Number one, discrimination is hard to prove. But two, there's another thing that falls back in. These are private companies. They're not public companies. They're private companies that get to decide what they can do, or their board gets to decide what they can do or what not do. That somebody would have to take them to court, but it would be pretty hard. It would be a hard thing. I don't think it would at all would fly because of the type of companies that they are. You know, it's just like that's the same thing as now. See, it's opinions. You know, it's based on people's opinions. We are on talk radio. This is independent, okay? So I can say what I can give my opinion, but they can, if I put this, these radio programs go to YouTube, they'll gear you down. And that's why, you know, on some venues, best place to go, folks, by the way, is Podomatic to listen to these programs, or you can go to over to American Voice Radio to listen to them if you want to hear them live, or you want to hear them for 2 weeks, they keep them archived there before they go, you know, anyway. But YouTube, they also suppress conservative voices, and they keep their numbers down to where if you want a lot of numbers, you know, you're going to have to pay to get up there, you know. So it's still suppressing the voice. So the only place soon, now people need to really listen to this. Number one, the radio station you're listening to, American Voice Radio, and no, I don't agree with every one of their programs, you know, but it's free radio in the sense that they will talk free.
Talk's free, but the radio airtime's not free. Get that right there.
That's,
airtime needs to be paid.
I owe radio airtime. But on that note, Podomatic, by the way, donated the next year to us for free and gave a very low price for us. I don't really know if I should even be saying
No, don't say
it.
Just say yeah.
Yeah, they gave us
a deal for
ongoing. But we have been with them 12 years. We've been on our station.
How long have you been on here with Frank? 19
Since 2004.
Years?
2014
years. Well, I was a little bit off.
Okay. Anyway, but moving right along. So you need to support talk radio, whether it's our program or whether it's Frank's programs or the other people on talk radio, independent voice. They'll come after us next. But as long as we have the president that's in power and we have Republicans in power, we're at least going to be able to get this voice out, I believe. But if the liberals get in charge...
Is that the Christian radio freedom of speech something that they're trying to get away with? Do away with?
I have
that,
no idea what you're talking about.
Where they take them off, take you guys off the air so you can't speak the truth? There's a law against it. Or they was trying to get away with
it. They were trying to.
That's what
they've
I'm saying.
Been,
if Trump
right. They've
say,
been trying. If look, the first place they're going to go after, number one, that's another one of these things. If they all get in charge, then you're going to get people like the number one prick in their craw is the Drudge Report.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Well, right. Matt Drudge puts everything up from, you know, different points of view. It's the number one place in the country to get...
Well, no wonder he'd be under attack, right?
Right. He's been under attack from the first. In fact, his claim to fame was is he had a leaked report. He was the first one to break it about Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's where the Drudge Report got famous at.
Oh.
And, but it is the go-to place. It's one of the first places, websites that most people look at in the morning for if something happened, it's probably there. The next I go to is I go to Fox News Breaking News, you know.
Yeah, they're truthful.
They're truthful, except for when you get, like, Shepard Smith on in the afternoon. But I don't want to waste time on all that. But my point is you need to support talk radio. And that means us, folks. If you want unbiased, you know, that's part of my problem in the first place, see, is, Mom, is I don't cater to any one specific opinion, whether it's I'm talking about religion or what I'm talking about. I go the way that I feel that it's what's right,
right
and what's wrong. And, you know, if I lose 10,000 supporters, well, I wish I had 10,000 supporters. If I lose 10,000 listeners, I know I've got over that. If I lose a whole bunch of listeners, well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it like I think it is.
Well, if it's like our kids, after a couple years, they'll wonder what you're supposed to say and come back. Right? They're only gone for a season.
Yeah.
That curiosity got the cat.
Yeah, and for the record, you know, I have people contact me or the some of our guests contact me and tell me about that they were surprised that some of the people that contacted them after they've been on the program, and they always have a good return, you know, people will, and that's why they like to come on my program is because, you know, people contact them, you know, and buy their books or whatever. But they said that more than one of them said, well, you know, you have people that have been listening to you for over 15 years, you know. And, yeah, amen.
Now, what did you do shortwave? You did shortwave for like 10 years, didn't you?
No, I didn't do it 10 years. I did it for a couple of years. I did shortwave for a couple of years, and then I was just trying to figure out how to get more airtime because I bought airtime. It was actually I first got on to Combat Stare. And I had a whole year's worth of programming paid for, and then somebody paid for another year. And because I paid a whole year in advance, I just bought the time in a whole year. But that's kind of support that we got back then, you know.
Yeah.
And clear until a couple of years after Obama got in office, we always got really good donations. But then the economy went through.
Yeah, in 2008 when it crashed.
Yeah, but then it took a few years, though, for that to actually, you know, hit us really super hard. But now, you know, I do believe that it will swing back around. But the problem is you know, when I first started getting support, that came from what? The newsletter.
Yeah, the newsletter.
Yeah, the mail out newsletter.
Yeah, we did it when we first did it. We did it on a Xerox machine and a word processor, and we did it upstairs over at the other house.
Right, right, right. Yeah, and I just pieced it together. Take different pictures and stuff and put it on a piece of paper.
The copy machine and put it, remember all that was a long process. It took us about 2 weeks just to do the newsletter.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I can spin out a newsletter in a day.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of support from that. But here's the point. The things that I were putting out there weren't all together like that, and it was a rare thing. So it was a product that people wanted because not other people were doing it. And so, or not a lot of other people, I'll just put it that way. It wasn't like you could just go find it. Well, then the internet got started to slowly get popular, but that's when I started talk radio. Well, then, you know, it was easy. I mean, you know, I interviewed these people, a lot of these radio guests, basically I had them on for a few years before they ever, now a lot of them are, have their own podcast and all that, and they interview people. I can give you a list of people that had been on my radio program for 5 or 6 years off and on, and then just recently had started their own podcast and doing what I do, interview them. And those guys will still come back on, you know what I mean? But the point is nobody, not a lot of people were doing it. And I put my, our radio archives up on the internet, and back then it was, now it's simple to do. Back then, it was a hard process to go through to get your audio archives, took a lot of space and everything else to get it up on the internet. People could listen to something streaming, but to go and get an archive to listen to it whenever they want, it was rare. In our case, they could come to ours and do that. Now, there's so many podcasts out there, it's pitiful. And so that's why we need support, you know, because it's a hard competition. It's the same way with social media. Social media is really something that, that almost killed us. Well, I have a lot of friends, excuse me, or followers on Facebook, something I don't even like to use. It brings in zero for support.
No, I have nothing.
it just doesn't do anything. But the people that, and I see a lot of our old supporters have friended me and things on there, but they don't no longer produce any money. And the reason being, I won't go on what the reason is, but those same people that used to support us, they used to get on my prophetic news service list, which I still have. It's called PNS, but also mission update thing. Well, that's when people were doing email all the time. You know, they weren't doing social media. Email was social media.
Yeah.
And so, I was giving them again. It was easy for me.
Yeah, nobody hardly emails anymore.
Right, right. It was really easy for me to focus on those people, and that was a huge support. Now, social media comes along, and it's like throwing a bomb into that. And so it's hard to get support. And so, you know, a lot of the support that we get are people that have supported us for many, many years.
Yeah.
You know. And we do occasionally get some new ones, like that couple in Texas. They had listened to us on radio for a while before they emailed or, you know, sent a donation.
That's a blessing, too.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So, anyway, so, folks, you really do need to support talk radio, for one, for the reasons that we've been giving you, but two, talk radio supports the Wichita Mission Church.
Which you also need to support.
Well, amen. Actually, you know, radio was, in fact, a supporter, and I'm sure he still listens to radio if he still donates. But this one supporter helped me get on American Voice Radio. I had to come up with a deposit and all this stuff. And ever since then, he has donated every Sunday for the last 14 years or something, you know, and But my whole plea to the people who was on my email list was that, listen, if I can get talk radio going, then talk radio will support the Wichita Mission Church.
Right, and that is what supports the Wichita Mission Church, because we barely ever get a newsletter out. Well, we've been pretty good since we got the donation to get the copy machine. We've been doing about every 3 months, but I think I'm going to try and do every 2 months.
Well, I'm getting ready for a new, next Monday I'm going to lay out a new newsletter for the record. You, and some of you folks had mailed us, asked us about newsletters. I told you how to listen on radio because you can even listen by the telephone.
If you want on the mailing list, just mail it, send your address in.
Yeah, you can do it. You can find our address. We'll tell you in a minute how you can find our address. So we really do need your help. Right now, while we haven't failed in feeding anybody.
No, we're out of Bibles, though. We just ran out of Bibles to feed them the Word, so we need Bibles.
Yeah, we go through a lot of Bibles, large, preferably large print King James Bibles. We need those. But we need your support for the bills and things.
Yes, I got bills that I still need to get paid.
Okay. And so please support the Wichita Mission Church. We don't get any help from any organized churches or government agencies. It's only folks like you that have supported us that now we're in our 19th year of the Wichita Mission Church. That you people are what makes us work. We minister to people in a part of town that most people like to drive through after dark. But isn't that where Yeshua was at, was among the sinners and among the poor? And so that's where we're at. So really pray about it. There's people, you know. Anyway, so we really do need your help. We need help for all kinds of things, whether it's food. If you live in Wichita and you have extra clothing that's clean and you want to donate it, bring it by. You see a hamburger sale? Bring it, buy some hamburgers.
That was $1.89 last week.
Right. So also eggs, big thing on eggs. If you folks out there, and they run different sales, different stores. Sometimes you can get them for 48 cents a dozen. You know,
we go through 15 dozen in one day.
Yeah.
2 hours, 1 to 3, we serve egg sandwiches, though.
Right. That's a lot of egg sandwiches, 15 dozen egg sandwiches. Think about that. Into a little small place. This place used to be a bar, but now it's for the father.
The guy we got cooking the eggs now, he does like my son did. He just puts them all in a bowl and whips them up. He gets more eggs. He gets more sandwiches. Like out of a dozen eggs, he gets 15 sandwiches because they're all whipped together. So we've been making them stretch. We've been doing 9 or 10 dozen a day. But if we just fry them normal, we go through 15 easy.
Right, right. So eggs, all those kind of things. If you live in Wichita or surrounding area, you're welcome to walk in anytime and see what we do. You can do that. But, so listen, folks, we are responsible to care one for another, as we are a brother's keeper. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where?
Heart.
From the heart. If you don't wish to help with the poor, remember, you need to have this voice. And whatever you do, encourage people to vote in the next upcoming elections.
Yes.
Because we can't let this slip into liberal power. If it does, then hang on to your hat. It's only a short period of time, and you literally will be living in Sodom and Gomorrah. And the other thing that will happen that I didn't mention real quick is if those three get it, if all three are in power at one time, they're also going to make a quick move to take the guns away, and that will start a civil war.
There will
be people in America fighting the United States government because they're not going to get their guns taken. So imagine the turmoil that will be in this country. Some people say the United States is in Bible prophecy. I've never seen it actually say here or there. But let me tell you, I know the condition of the world, and the world is at that point. We are in that time to the end. And you need voices like whether you support us on talk radio or somebody else. You need to support talk radio and those independent voices. You need to get on email lists. In fact, we've got a PNS list that you can go to. You can go to prophecyhour.com, and I'll post the breaking news on there, which I have been doing, and I've got some other pages. So pray about it. You can donate online, or you can mail a check or money order. You can find the address to mail a check or money order simply by going online. You can do it over the telephone, and you can find all the information you need at prophecyhour.com. And if you've got a subject you'd like my wife and I to talk about, or just me, or a guest that you want on here, please send me an email with it. Get a hold of me. There's so many ways to do it nowadays. Get a hold of me, and we'll see about having a program about that. Don't miss the upcoming program on the 30th. But remember, folks, there is only one God. He is your Father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is a way to the Father.
Remember, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and praying for the peace of Jerusalem is praying like for Messiah's return.
Yeah, that's praying for Messiah's return.
Amen.
Because there will never be any peace until he returns.
Right.
So if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, like the Bible tells us to do,
right,
then we're praying for Yeshua's return. Amen.
Shalom.
Shalom. Lord our God, Father King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and that his face shines upon you, and that he's gracious to you and gives you peace. like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch. We'll